This is Jim Bryson. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on UMFM 101.5 FM in Manitoba.
And I would feel much better if we only talked more.
Jim Bryson, Northside Benches, 2004. That's just one of those records you can't live without. You just can't. And today our philosophy is: when in doubt, let Jim Bryson start us out. That's what we're going for. It's Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff, here for the next couple of hours in a hot little room all by myself, staring at Gail across the glass there. I can make faces at her and stuff, but it might not work. It's our pal Gail over there. She does a show 7 o'clock Sundays. I listened to it last week was her last show. It's called The Comfort Cafe, 7 o'clock. Fine show. Fine show. And I don't only say that because she mentioned me last week, but it helps. So if you're looking for something to listen to a little bit later on tonight, 7 o'clock, you can tune in back here on UMFM. I mean, there's great shows on UMFM all the time. I mean, you should just stay here. Just never like go to work or anything. Just listen. But if you do have other things, you might want to come back at 7 o'clock or record it. You know, you can do those kinds of things now with technology. So there you go. Yeah, so anyways, it's another one of those days. You know how last week I just whined and complained about how terrible it was that I forgot my iPod and I didn't know what to do. Boo hoo hoo. Well, I'm walking a fine line this week, a very fine line between trying to be professional and give you the show that you want to hear and playing the stuff that's really on my mind. It's a fine line, and I don't know where we're going to fall on that line. We'll tune in for the next couple hours, and you'll find out. You'll see. But we'll start it off safe. We'll start it off in a good direction, because there's a couple of great shows coming up this week that I don't want you to miss. And, you know, sometimes when I tell you about shows, you miss them anyway. I went to see 2 Hours Traffic last night, me and Eugene and KK and 20 other people. I don't know why. Saturday night, you'd think people would go see 2 Hours Traffic, but not very many people. So, oh well. We'll do our best to get some people out this week, though. There's a couple of big ones coming up on the weekend, and we'll start it off with a guy who was in the studio on Thursday on Steel Belted Radio. You might have heard him here, and we just sit around and chat, and we lose track of time. And sooner or later, the whole darn show is over, and we haven't played a whole lot of music. And that's what happened on Thursday. So I'm going to play a bunch of his music today. Well, a few songs anyway. Because I forgot one of them. Oh, well. But we'll start it off with this. Of course, we're talking about Jeffrey Hatcher. He's gearing up for the launch of a brand new record with his Hatcher Briggs Band cronies. And they're gonna do the big thing at the Pyramid on Friday and Saturday night. It's going to be two big shows. Along with Wendy Bird, the Sons of York. All kinds of people are going to be down there, and Friday night happens to be a benefit as well for the music therapy conference coming up in the new year. So it's you know, it's a good cause as well, so lots of good reasons to go down there, but the best reason of all, of course, is the great music, and we're going to play you some of that stuff now. We'll start it off with something from, you know, that band that changed names every couple of years. Let's call them The Fuse, just because it's the easiest thing to do. Only Stu Reed knows which band this actually was, but there's a fine compilation of all this stuff called Trying Must Count for Something, and I know you can download the tracks as well on the interweb somewhere. You just go on there and you type in something and you find it, and then you can get these songs, and they're good, especially this one. This is one of my favorites. We'll play this one. It's a co-write between Jeffrey Hatcher and David Briggs, two fine gentlemen, and they're going to be playing Friday and Saturday at the Pyramid. Let's hear this one. It's My Elizabeth on Tell the Band to Go Home. Right? Where are you, Jeff? Oh, that's... Yep, not that one. See, there's all these buttons. There's a lot of buttons.
I've got a picture in my pocket, got one in the heel of my boots. Grace would like the dark side of your locket. Oh, lend her splendid to a royal suit. Now everybody holds her so everybody knows she comes harder than she goes. Oh!
but she's all I really need. Mine is a flip knife, got another in my wallet. Got one in a book upon the shelf. Your father's well obeyed, you'll share the profits. But your mother says keep her to yourself. Everybody holds her so everybody knows. She comes harder than she goes. Pocket. Got too drunk to leave her in my room. Her grace would light the dark side of your locket. Oh, lend her splendor to the royal suit. Now everybody holds her so everybody knows. She comes harder than she goes.
Could he seem so cool? if you were me, would you gaze into the mirror? The truth is looking back at you. Or do you think it's rude to stare? 'Cause what you see is what you find out again. It looks to me you haven't seen it as yet. But one day if you would see as I do, then you'd feel the fool. If I were you, if I were you, if I were you, if I were you, if I were you.
Driving at midnight and the moon is looking right at me. I can feel it settling down on me, over me. Come deliver me from this night. When I left you standing so alone and it started wandering, but I don't mind saying it now. Oh, please come to me. Come deliver me from this night.
Brand new music from Winnipeg Legends. They're wonderful. They were so great, and we've missed their music in a recorded form for a long time. So it's great to finally have a brand new record from those boys. It's the Hatcher Briggs Band. You might know them as the Fuse or the Six or the Big Beat or whatever. They're just they're talented, super fun guys, and they're doing two shows, Friday, Saturday, Big Pyramid Cabaret. I would get yourself a ticket in advance for those babies, but you know, if you're one of those people, you should still try, even if you don't get your ticket in advance, because you never know. You might get lucky. And if you see that show, I'm sure you'll feel pretty darn lucky. So I would encourage you to do that, indeed, Friday, Saturday. Well, so we heard a bunch of stuff there penned by Jeffrey Hatcher. That song there is Dave Briggs. We heard a song written by Jeffrey Hatcher, sung by the amazing Wendy Bird, with a little-known guy called Elvis Costello on guitar on that one. It's called Deliver Me from a wonderful record called Natural Wonder. Came out last year. It's a selection of Jeffrey Hatcher songs recorded by Wendy Bird. One of my favorite records of last year, for sure. You can get yourself a copy on Friday, Saturday, I'm sure, at the Big Pyramid Cabaret. Those shows. The Blue Shadows, If I Were You, from On the Floor of Heaven, the reissue that came out this year. And man, oh man, is it good. If you're looking for a stocking stuffer for the music lover on your list, you just pick up a few copies of that. And we heard The Fuse with My Elizabeth from their compilation thing called Try and Must Count for Something. And also that weekend, also another big event is the annual Neil Fest down there at the Times Changed. And that is always fun, but even more so when this next band plays. Never mind. All right, let me try that again. Even more so on Friday night, there's a band playing. I saw them play, I guess it was 2 years ago. 2 years ago. It was 2 years ago, I think. No. I don't know. It was 2 or 3 years ago. There we go. And it was an amazing show down at the Times Change. They just they ripped the roof off the place. They ripped a hole in my mind and blew my mind. And I've been itching to see them do a Neil Fest night again. And it's happening Friday night, all because of me, because I put it on Facebook. Like John said, who should we have this year at Neil Fest? And there was only one name that came to mind. Winnipeg's own the New Meanies. Man, oh man. I don't know if you're a New Meanies fan, but you go down on Friday night to see their Neil Fest set, and you will become a fan, I promise you. It's going to be amazing. And they are going to... Hang on a sec. Getting a little choked up there. They are going to do something... they're going to do this entire record, I believe. And there are many fine selections on this record that I had kind of either forgotten about or ignored until I saw them do them at Neil Fest last time. And it's pretty great. It's called Freedom. You know, it's the one with Rockin' in the Free World on it. You know that song. But you might have forgotten this one. And this is such a great song, but made even more... I think the New Meanies might even do it better than Neil. You just go on Friday and you find out. It's a long one, but it's a gooder. It's called Crime in the City, 60 to 0, Part 1. It's Neil Young.
And the story was told. artist looked at the producer. The producer sat back. He said, what we have got here is a perfect track. But we don't have a vocal, and we don't have a song. If we could get these things accomplished, nothing else could go wrong. So he balanced the ashtray as he picked up the phone and said, send me a songwriter who's drifted far from home, and make sure that he's hungry, make sure he's alone, and send me a cheeseburger and a new Rolling Stone. Yeah.
Say. I sass back to my mom,
without parole. Wish I never put the hose down. Wish I never got old.
Numbers on the side, and a gun, and it's making me. I'd like to go back home and take it easy. There's a woman that I'd like to get to know living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down there. I gotta get away from the state and they ain't running around. Everybody knows this is somewhere.
Hey, Bedini, you kissed your mother with that mouth. Love that little part at the end there. You know what, next year, since I had so much luck this year, when John said, who do you want to play Neil Fest? And I said the New Meanings, and now it's happening. Next year, if he happens to ask that again, like, who do you want to play? I'm going to say the Rio Statics or the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir. Because I thought they did a fine job together there. Maybe both of them together. Right. That was Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere from the original Neil Young tribute thing. You know that one? The one that came out that everybody hated but me? Yeah, that one. That is so great, that right there. Rio Statics, Bourbon Tabernacle Choir, magic. Pure magic. We heard two from Uncle Neil himself before that. We heard Powderfinger from Russ Never Sleeps. And Crime in the City is 60-0, part one from Freedom. And you'll hear Freedom in its entirety, I believe, on a Friday night as the New Meanies rip it up there at the Old Times Change. Let's just dial this up here. Let's just dial up Times Change here, because I'll tell you, on Friday, Neil Fest, you got Scott Nolan. He's going to be doing some Neil Young stuff. That's amazing. You got a band called Woodshed Havoc, and I don't know who they are, but if Greendale is their favorite Neil Young album, they're a bunch of schmucks. I'm upset that I have to sit through that crappy album in its entirety, but it'll be worth it to see Scott Nolan and the New Meanies coming up after that. New Meanies, along with Joanna Miller on drums, perform Freedom and selected hits. And then on Saturday, Neil Fest just keeps on rolling with two shows, actually. There's a 7 o'clock show as well as a 10 o'clock show. The 7 o'clock show is Rami Mays, Jackson Haldane, and many friends, including Ridley Bent and Andrew Neville and all kinds of other people. And they're going to be doing Harvest. Then at 10 o'clock, you got Keith Dick, Scott Nolan after that, then Rami and friends again, and Chris Carmichael and friends round out the night. And I think Chris is pretty much the inspiration behind Neil Fest in the first place. He's a huge Neil Young freak. And I know that that's going to be a pretty good night as well. So Friday, Saturday. There's also on Wednesday at the Times Change the Tom Petty 60th birthday bash featuring Hollis Brown, the Empty Standards, Chris Carmichael Band, and Damon Mitchell. That is a pretty solid night as well. So you might want to get yourself down to the old High and Lonesome Club. And judging from the past, I went there on the Thursday night, and our pal Gail over there, she went on Friday night. And we can both attest that you should get there early for big shows like this, because we both went down to see our good buddy Del Barber. And the difference was I went early, Gail didn't. I got in, Gail didn't. So go early. Anywho, I want to play one from Del. Because I love him, and he makes me feel better about my miserable little life. And this is the tipping point, folks. This is where, after this song, I don't really know which direction we're going to go, whether I'm going to try to pull out, you know, a selection of songs that you have come expecting to hear, or the sad bastard music that I really want to play. I haven't decided yet. So it would be in your best interest to throw in some requests or something, and at the very least, delay the sad bastard music. Trust me on this one. So if you want requests, you know, you just you can call if you want. I'll talk to you. 269-8636, 269-UMFM. You can hit us up, Jeff at telebandagohome. Easy for me to say. Jeff at telebandagohome on the old email. Or if you're on the Facebook, you can find us there and send us a message there. However, just you know, if you got a request, it might be a good time to get that in, just so you know. But first, we're going to play one from Del, like I said, just because I can't get enough of the kid. He's great. He was here last week. He didn't bring a guitar or anything, the schmuck. But we'll play something this week, and we'll send this out to Tanya, who has discovered the truth that soon the whole world will know, that this is the best record of the year. It's called Love Songs for the Last 20. It's pretty amazing, and I just I love this song for a bunch of reasons, and and because it could segue easily into great music, or it could segue into sad bastard music. So we'll find out.
Garbage day, north side of Chicago. Dark smoke, diesel, scream, rat pad. She looks for words, they're never quite sure. And I'm waiting for the wind to blow, the smell of hope far from my nose. The engine in this dream starting to go. And I'm trying hard to hear her, but I don't quite have the nerve. What she says I have never had the ears for. Now love is on the table, and he's had one too many beers, and he's laughing in my face and spitting with every word. She was holding out, he was moving on. Got me wondering how these things turn out so wrong. And our conversation's been stained with coffee. I'm looking at an empty cup. The town's Van Zandt ringing in my ear. Walk down to the shores of Great Lake Michigan, try my best to shoot down reason, find that target that just can't be hit. So I ask about her family, try my damnedest not to care. Cause I loved her once and I never will forget. When we traipsed across those mountain tops and played old soul songs from that jukebox in that gritty northern bar, miles and years from here. She was holding out. He was moving on. It's got me wondering how these things turn out so wrong. History is alive and well. You spent last night with Lefty in a cheap motel, and he's a little bit tired, a little bit upset. I gotta ask him for forgiveness. I know he don't just freely give it. I got a chance to pony up for a decent meal. History, love, and desire, they're playing poker Texas style with cards printed right off my chest. Desire, she goes all in with a pair of deuces and a bluffer's grin, and love is folding pocket kings again. Desire thinks she can work her game, but history won't be ashamed. He's gonna send her home without a penny or a dime. He was holding out. Was moving on. It's got me wondering how these things could turn out so wrong. He was holding out. She was moving on. Got me wondering how these things could turn out so wrong.
Should have told me a broken heart don't last long. Somebody maybe never told me, cause this heart's been aching way too long. Well, this heart's been aching too long. Maybe I'm a little naive. Maybe it's the boy in me. When I'm in your arms, a feeling that I have. Baby, won't you come back to me? Somebody maybe should have told me a broken heart don't last long. Somebody maybe left some words out, cause this heart's been aching that way too long. This heart, when I'm in your arms, the feeling that I have, Pruners and pickers leveled and wandered. Grinners and highwaymen not born to follow. Inside the masses you'll find a hollow. Well, inside this notion you'll find a sorrow. Disdain and stubborn, I'm splashing the quarter. Lowlander lady, well I tried to follow. Your order will never encourage your wisdom. Your love is just like a tall glass of sober. Did you ever want to know? I know, but you don't know it. Did you ever want to love? Ah, you were too afraid to show it. Yeah, well, I know that it's true. And I know you've been raised to prove it. And the way that you feel right now, it's not real. It's all in your head, boy. That's what she said, boy, the day you walked out on. I fell to expression. Through the hallways we wandered, eternal confessions. Through the shadows that covered the old gothic quarter. Well, I fell away from a 4-month disorder. I know, but you don't know it. Did you ever want to love? Ah, but you were too afraid to show it. Yeah, well, I know that it's true. And I know you've been raised to prove it. And the way that you feel right now, it's not real. It's all in your head, boy. And that's what she said, boy, the day you walked out on us. It's all in your head, boy. That's what she said, boy, the day you walked out on us.
Hi, this is Matthew Ryan. You're listening to Tell the Band Go Home, 101.5 UMFM, where you can curse.
Makes it impossible. I've grown weary. Yes, I've concluded that nothing is sacred as long as you're bored. So me and my love, we told each other, wherever you are, that's where I'll be. That's where I'll be. Stars, pestles, shining Bellevue houses, and foreign cars. I could feel my heartbeat when Amy lit a cigarette and put a hand on my knee. I said, "Angel, I'm sad and I don't know why. With you by my side, I'm nearly satisfied." Angel, angel. Then I thought to myself, me and Amy, we'd be in the clear if I could just rob one of these lucky bastards. Tail it out of here. Now when the car stopped, I was restless. We were just below the rise. I could feel my lungs breathe. But Amy started to cry. And I said, "Angel, it's sad, but you know we try. Stay here in the car while I go inside." Angel, angel, angel. Angel. Couldn't have been 10 minutes. I came out to find what really went down. It was a smell of burnt rubber, gasoline, Amy's perfume, and the silence all around. And it was the feel of broken glass under my feet and in my head. No, it shouldn't have been Amy. I said, angel, I'm sad now, I know why. 'Cause with you by my side, I was nearly satisfied.
Hey, this is Brandi Carlile. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
I don't hang around that place no more. I'm tired of wearing circles in the floor. And I don't care myself very well, but I've gotten so much braver. Can you tell? I'm happy. Can't you see? I'm all right, but I miss you and believe. And I line my secrets up all one by one.
Said to make requests, so I didn't play Sad Bastard music. Not request Sad Bastard music. Sometimes I don't enunciate, I suppose. And, people misunderstand. By request there, excuse me, Sad Bastard music just chokes me up. Brandi Carlile with a beautiful sad song called Happy. We heard two from Matthew Ryan, who I think I've realized why I, you know, I really don't. I know that people think that I should know what I'm listening to and should be able to judge, you know, music or understand it at least. But I pay no attention to lyrics whatsoever. almost ever. So it came as a bit of a shock to me that Matthew Ryan is just a complete sad bastard. That's all of his songs. It's I'm a sad bastard. Here's another song about being a sad bastard. And that's why I love him so. Chickering Angel there from Concussion and Me and My Lover. Oh, man, that song. East Autumn Grin. That is such a great record. Order yourself up a copy of that, will you? I think you can still get it for like $10 from his website. MatthewRyanOnline.com, I believe, is the website. We heard two from Shannon Lyon, who also gravitates towards the sad bastard music. Barcelona and Naive from an amazing record called Wandered. And I heard that record and fell head over heels in love with Shannon Lyon. He was just, man, so good. And he's put out good records since. Don't get me wrong, I like all. I have Shannon Lyon records that even Shannon Lyon doesn't have, I don't think. So I got them all, and I love them all. But to be honest with you, I've been longing for something that is evident on Wandered that is perhaps not as evident on some of the other records that have come out since. But he's got a brand new one coming out, which you can listen to online. You can listen to the whole thing, and I never do that, but I did this morning, and it's pretty darn good. It's coming out where does he live? Berlin now, I think. So it's coming out over there, over in Dietmar's part of the world. And hopefully we'll be able to get ourselves a copy over here, because it sounded pretty good, what I heard today. Indeed. So find him online. You know how to do it, right? Just push that button and then another button and then click that thing and then, you know, the music comes up. That's what happens. Okay,